Welcome to the Voices of Veritas podcast. We are very excited to be bringing our podcast platform back to the Veritas community. If you are a returning family, welcome back. And if you are new to the community, we invite you to tune in this year to all that we have to share about the good, the true, and the beautiful at Veritas. I have Dr. Woods, our headmaster, here with me today. And we're going to just share with you a little bit about what to expect on this podcast this year. Dr. Woods, why do we podcast at Veritas?
That is a great start question. We have joined that wonderful world of podcasting primarily because for our school, it can be a rich resource for the parents, the staff, and the students. So we're bringing out a wonderful resource that should be of benefit and blessing to everyone. We also like to give what parents regularly ask for. They want to get a little closer glimpse into a facet of our school. There are many things that go on at Veritas every single day, and the podcast will give us an opportunity to get a glimpse into all of these different aspects and dimensions of Veritas.
And the nice thing about a podcast, too, is you can listen to it whatever you're doing, wherever you're going, and it's kind of an accessible way to tune in. Can you share with us about what kind of content and topics that we can expect?
Sure. We often, in blogs and in printed resources, we will usually use the phrase, the true, the good, and the beautiful. It's a phrase that is historically associated with Christ-centered classical education. What does that look like, though? Specifically, what does the true, the good, and the beautiful look like within our grammar school, our logic school, our rhetoric school, within the Scholae studio? What does it look like? What does it look like on the soccer field or the basketball court? What does it look like when we think about the theatrical productions we're going to do in the fall and the spring term? What does the true, the good, and the beautiful have to do with what we're calling the common arts at Veritas? Some schools call the manual arts. What does it look like specifically? So one of the things we'll be doing in our podcast is as we explore what we do with athletics, academics, with social gatherings, we're going to be exploring more carefully and sharing with everyone the classical difference of the true, the good, and the beautiful, and how Christ is central to all of those things.
Will we be getting more specifics on the classical difference?
Yes, we are very blessed in that we are getting more and more families at Veritas Christian Academy that are already familiar with classical Christian education. Some are homeschoolers, some have come from other classical Christian schools, but it's exciting that they come understanding and they come looking for the classical difference. But what we hope to do with sharing some of the roots of classical Christian education is diving a little deeper, or drilling deeper, as they say, and getting into our history and our heritage, understanding where the current classical renewal comes from. So we'll consider various authors such as John Amos Comenius, Charlotte Mason, Mortimer Adler. We will do a deep dive into certain works such as David Hicks' Norms and Nobility, James Taylor's Poetic Knowledge. We even have a couple of faculty who recently went through the Classical U course online with C.S. Lewis's The Abolition of Man, of Reflections on Education. Such an important work by a great Christian thinker that has influenced who we are. We're also going to take some time. We'll probably do a few podcasts on what is considered now the gold standard of classical Christ-centered education, and that's the book by Clark and Jane called The Liberal Arts Tradition, a philosophy of Christian classical education. These are some weighty works. They're heavy works, but they get into both the theory and the practice of who we are and what we're doing here at Veritas. And it won't be just a person lecturing or making a presentation. Mm-hmm. It will be a conversation. We will have a real rich dialogue with faculty, staff, and students as we dig deeper into our classical roots.
Can you also talk to us about the Great Books program at Veritas?
Yes. Unlike some schools that have thrown out the Great Books, at Veritas Christian Academy, the Great Books, the Great Ideas, and the Great Tradition is alive and well. And it is not just alive and well in our 9th through 12th grade. It is alive and well from kindergarten through 12th grade. Our students are exposed to some of the most important works of poetry, of literature, philosophy, faith. All of these great books and great ideas are woven through our entire curriculum. By the time a student attends Veritas from kindergarten through 12th grade, they would have been exposed to hundreds of some of the most important works and ideas ever composed within the Western tradition. We also invite everyone to be a part of the Great Conversation. We will be having podcasts that feature some of the specific works within Veritas Christian Academy. So we already have lined up staff, faculty who will be engaged in conversations of Homer's Iliad or Odyssey, Aeschylus's The Oresteia, Virgil's Aeneid, Augustine's Confessions. The list goes on, and it really should be quite exciting for families to be able to listen in as faculty and staff discuss these works.
That sounds exciting. Can you also share about the how-to series? I think some of our students may be interested in tuning into those topics.
Yes. We, over the last few years, post-COVID, we've had some folks say, if we reboot the podcast series, please do something along the line of a very practical how-to series. Well, we'll be exploring both a series of books on how-to, but we'll also have our own special topics on how to prepare for standardized tests, how to navigate various technologies and social media, how not to be discouraged by homework, how to be a Christ-centered classical Christian school community, and how to be a friend and how to make friends. So some practical as well as theoretical within our podcast.
Wonderful. Well, thank you all so much for tuning in to the first Voices of Veritas podcast of the school year. We look forward to sharing all the future content with you and encourage you to share these podcasts with your family and friends and communities. Thank you again, and we hope you have a wonderful day.